Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello.
Mies Schoenhaus.
Dolls.
Heading to...
Guten Tagen,
Guten Tag. Entschuldigung, Sie.
The rumors are true. I'm going to Germany.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Finding
I'm really
your
excited.
Heritage.
Going to the motherland, but not really because...
It's the fatherland.
My family were Germans from Russia, so...
Well, it's...
I mean, they might have been in Germany ages ago, but they were mostly like sequestered to
farms in
a small,
Russia.
Shitty area in Russia.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, you can pretend that it's your.
No, but I'm
home
really
then.
Excited. So I'm. Got the call to come to Germany. I had to take it.
You got the call.
I got the call, the invitation, so yeah, to speak. It was a really quick trip.
When you get called to Germany, you have to go.
When someone says, do you want to come to Germany with me? You say, Guten Tag.
I'm excited.
How do you say yes in German?
Ja.
Ja. Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to an audiobook that teaches German.
Love that.
I'm leaning into my married in heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to go to Germany at some point this year.
You're going
to
go.
I know. I really want to go with Simon's dad because he's fully from Germany. And I want to like see his town and...
You want him to, like...
Yeah.
And also have a translator there would be great.
And Simon's pretty fluent, so having them both is, like...
That's chic.
I know. But my father-in-law is from, like, a medieval town in the Black Forest.
Baden-Baden.
Rottweiler. Baden-Berg.
Baden-Baden.
Baden-Baden.
That's
oh,
the forest.
right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boop! That's what you do in Germany. You go...
You go, boop! I'm going to Frankfurt, then Berlin, and then Munich. And Berlin, my number one priority is to go to the Berghain. How I will do it, unclear. I think it might be a solo journey, unless there are any German listeners who also love to go to the Berghain, and you want to help me go to the Berghain. We have like a couple German listeners.
Yeah, I think so. I should set you up with Simon's cousin who is really chic and lives in Berlin and
yeah.
is like gorge.
Yes.
Yeah. You need...
I need a friend.
You need a friend.
I need
but
some friends.
I feel
friends.
Like you could get in by yourself too.
I think so, but I would like a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down. I'm always down if it comes down to it to go it alone. It's not foreign to me, but I do love getting linked with a friend via another friend in Europe. particularly. Yeah. So I'll put you
guys in touch.
Okay, great. Things are looking up.
But there was a game I talked about in the pod. There was like a computer game that was like the Bergein bouncer guy, the door guy, the mm-hmm. famous one, and you had to like get past him to get in. It was some weird game that came up like when I was working at Paper Magazine.
Did he get canceled?
I mean, probably. How do you get canceled if you're, I guess maybe if you're like sexually assaulting people, but
well,
like,
I think they had like some racist door policies.
Oh,
I'm not clear on that.
Oh,
but
well, that makes sense.
I was just doing a brief like Google sweep of the landscape and that was like a headline that came up. I didn't look into it further.
That's a bummer.
I know.
Guess I see Bergein as this like,
all are welcome to suck unless and fuck and dance.
As long as you're chic, you're welcome.
Should I just go in there and come out 48 hours later?
Yeah.
Should I?
You should do
drugs. Should I do some meth? A little bit? Should I do
a little speed?
I mean, I could just take some Vyvanse. I could take like 100 milligrams of Vyvanse.
I would be
careful. Obviously.
I think you should do a little K.
That sounds fun.
Maybe.
I would.
Would you do
just putting
MDMA?
It out there? No, that doesn't work with the antidepressant I'm on. Okay. It like truly just cancels it out and it's a nothing, which is fine because the come down for me on MDMA is not good.
I love me, this almost 8 years of sobriety being like, please do ketamine.
You like to live vicariously
yes,
through
I
other
do.
People's drug
so
and alcohol.
You will
use.
Do that.
I am open to smoking crack in Bergein.
Okay.
That I'm going to say if there's one place to smoke crack, I would do it there.
I'm sure you could
find
it. I'm
just like putting that out there in the universe.
I'm sure you can find it.
The best case scenario is that I get in.
And someone just gives you a pipe.
And someone, a gay or a lesbian or a straight is there and they say, Lars, Sex Unique Pod. And they literally pass me a crack pipe with some really good crack. And they say, here's some crack.
You know.
And then we just dance and have fun.
Is that where
you draw the line?
No, I mean, I've talked about it like at recovery meetings and things of that nature. One of my great, like my addict brain goes to a place of like, why didn't I do crack more?
Oh yeah. It's the one that got away.
I think I did it once.
I think I did it once. Sober, you smoked crack once?
I believe maybe.
I think like you're pretty sure that you're smoking crack if you're smoking crack. That's just the feeling I get as someone who's never smoked
That's
crack.
True.
I feel like
you're
very aware.
Yeah.
Like I think you can accidentally do meth.
Oh,
which I've done
I know I did that.
Yeah. But smoking crack feels very particular and very much like.
Or I guess I smoked coke.
Yeah.
That's
a little different.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. It's hard when you. get sober and then you have the one that got away.
But I say that
but also
total...
it's also probably a good thing.
I think it's good.
Because you just never know. The one that got away, you could be the one that never gets away.
Yeah, I think it
was... If you interfaced with that one particular thing.
But I think in this circumstance, if you're like in Bergein and someone gives you a sweet little crack pipe, you might have to do it.
I'm not in a place of saying no. I'm in a place of yes, Bethany Frankel style.
Don't do any coke because of fentanyl.
No, I don't do coke.
No, I'm just saying.
No, but I don't do it.
Right.
I'm allergic to that. So coke is actually a no for me.
I'm always like, when people... I'm sorry. I believe you that you're allergic, but I've heard that before. People are like, I can't. I'm allergic. I'm like, how are you allergic
I'll tell you
to
how.
Coke?
I'll tell you how.
I guess I'm allergic too.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Do you get a sinus infection when you do it?
No.
If I do... Even a shred of coke.
Really?
I will get a full-blown sinus infection blockage that requires a steroid shot in my ass to get
okay,
it done.
Okay, I guess you're allergic.
I'm fully allergic. It goes itchy face, full block, steroid, cortisone shot to clear.
Damn.
I know. That
All
happened
right.
when I was 17. Discovered it early.
Damn.
Really nipped things in
Glad
the
Glad you didn't discover crack early.
Same. I was on a road to crack, I would say.
I feel like
I was more on a road to heroin, I would say.
Okay.
And then took a diversion. That's my one that got away. That probably will always get away because I just know myself that would be too good to break up with.
For some reason, together. When I think of like troubled teen in Oklahoma, I think of meth or crack.
There was a handful of meth moments. Crack, less so.
Mm-hmm. I always think about that scene from Smashed 13. When Mary Elizabeth Winston just does crack.
Yeah.
Under overpass in like downtown LA.
Eventually, like roads lead to crack, but I feel like meth seems, it's like an easier thing that lasts longer. So I think people get more into it.
Meth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I didn't
take to it.
I wouldn't wish a meth addiction on my worst enemy.
No.
Meth is
the devil's, it is the devil's drug.
It is a whole other addiction. But
not for me.
Not for you, but
love that, not for me, I say to meth.
But yeah, maybe do a little crack. Just in the bowels of Burgine at like 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Someone's
that feels
like
holy.
Someone's like, hey, happy Sunday.
Guten Tag,
the body of Christ. And you say, amen.
Seems fun.
Speaking of gays, I need to just address, we somehow, one of our Instagram posts got on some weird algorithm, and we've been getting inundated with dozens of comments on this post. This very silly, like, dumb thing I said that
was like... The self-hating gays have come out of the woodwork en masse. They're in an en masse place.
And I am their target. They've come from my head. But they took something that was like wildly hyperbolic and stupid that I said that was like clearly in reference to the valley, and they've made it, they are coming for my ass.
I mean, you said something pretty like regular, which was like, if a gay only has straight friends and no gay friends, it's a 911, which I think anyone can agree with. I would say,
but not these people.
But these people. These gays.
And some girls are coming for me too.
What did they say?
Some straight girl was like, she told me I was problematic for saying that. And I was like, all right, you you can see your way out.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I'm like, I didn't.
Shut up, hag.
And someone said, the one I took most offense to was someone said, it's just there, I can't find any other metal gays in my life. And I went, I'm right here.
Metal?
Like heavy metal.
Oh.
I was like, bitch, I'm right here.
It's hard to find.
Now you are generalizing, and now you are excluding me.
Well, maybe you guys could become friends.
I said, I'm right. I commented, I'm right here.
I love that.
But yeah, I've gotten, people are tearing my ass apart.
They aren't happy.
Look.
When you piss the gaze off with a kernel of truth, prepare.
Prepare thyself. I love it.
Prepare to be taken down.
I love tapping into some strange algorithm where people. None of these people follow the podcast. None of them know anything about us. They don't know what this is. They think we're just like two friends sitting talking.
With
like
microphones.
Yeah, I don't think they know at all what we're saying. One of them said, wow, you should be an anthropologist.
I love that.
But I just love when people who just have no context are just weighing in. And I'm obsessed with it. I just need to say thank you for gagging me.
Yeah.
Not in the way that you want, but in the way I feel gagged by you inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
I was shocked at that reaction. Like I thought many gays would agree.
No.
But then that's me generalizing.
Yeah, I'm generalizing too.
I guess justice for the gays with no gay friends.
Someone told me I'm coming, one queer told me I'm coming from a place of privilege because some gays don't have the luxury of being in places where there are other gays. And I said,
to that I say,
that's fair. And I said,
I say, girl, look around.
Girl,
there's always a gay.
That's true. And I also said, fair point. I live in LA. I am privileged for living here. But
they may not, they
I
may
stand
not
by
appear,
what I said.
They may not appear right
they're
off the
out
bat.
There, girl.
But they're fucking out there.
They're out there.
They're out there.
But I stand by what I said.
As you should.
And I said, come and get me. One of them said, I'd rather get shot than be friends with gays. And I commented and then I deleted it. I said, tread lightly with that one.
Yeah.
I don't think we should ever, I don't think we should avoid bringing a place of getting
shot.
You're
like, well, guess what? You live in America, so there's a great chance of that happening.
Yeah.
You might get, your wish might come
true. Your wish might come true.
Wait, I'm obsessed with the Rebel Wilson, Sacha Baron Cohen feud.
At first, I thought she was talking about Russell Brand.
No, but then she clarified.
Okay.
She's kept... The only things that I saw were that she has a book to promote.
Rebel Rising, right?
I don't remember the title.
A memoir?
I won't be reading it.
Will she confirm her age?
That's a great question.
How old do you think she is between us girls? Is she telling the truth about
how
her age?
How old does she say she is?
I think she says she's in her mid-30s, but people have been like, 40. I believe her.
You like to believe.
No, I just think
these
with
Australian
her,
actresses lie about their age. It's like a common thing.
It is.
Yeah. It's an Aussie thing.
They have the luxury to lie because they're from another country. So
well,
they're
like, just like from down under. So you're kind of like, you are what you are. When it comes to an Aussie telling you how old they are, you're just like, okay. Like, yeah. You're not going to question it as much. And I think they're riding on that privilege.
Do we still think Margot Robbie's her age? I kind of do now.
I don't. What did she say? She's 32?
Yeah.
No.
You think she's like 40?
38.
Wow.
36.
What a way to go through life.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about if you're doing an age lie, you have to start early.
Commit
to the earlier, the better. You need to start the age lie when you're like, I mean, you need to start the age lie 5 years before you're even born.
I met an actor that I from a TV show I wrote on who lied about his age.
How much was the fudge?
Like 4 years or okay. two to 4 years. But it was like
2 years feels like who cares?
Well, but he said he was a teenager when he was actually in his early 20s. Which I think is a little
like,
weird.
Like, minor or 18?
No, like 18. I still think that's a little, like, it was a little, it kind of shook me.
18 to 20 is, like, who truly
okay,
cares.
True, yeah.
If you're, like, if you're doing
weird.
It for, like, porn purposes, I can see yeah. the benefit of being, like, just 18.
Barely legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, 2 years, that's a waste of an age
it's
lie.
Still, it was a little weird.
I think you gotta go
but I'm
5 years,
I was
minimum.
Like, kudos to you, Mama. Thanks for spilling.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for spilling, Mama. Kudos.
But I think he'll live to regret that because he'll wish that he went younger.
He should have said, I'm 15.
He should have said 14, honestly.
So Rebel,
push it to the fucking limit.
So Rebel is now taking to the page with a quill and laying out some truth bombs for the world to see. We all know that in the past few years we've been like kind of forced to reckon with Rebel in this place of culture where it's like she's
been foisted upon us and we have been powerless against it.
But this is actually an interesting twist.
So she says that she filmed a movie that flopped with Sacha Baron Cohen. She kept calling him the asshole and the asshole this and the asshole that. And then I guess he and his people said, you can't publish this book and like be calling me that and like saying this about me. And then she went online yesterday and was like, the asshole's coming for me, but I'm here to name names. And the asshole's name is Sacha Baron Cohen. So she's like entering the ring. And now she says that he often made suggestions that she should be in a sex scene.
Okay.
And she says it felt like every time I'd speak to him, he'd mention that he wanted me to go naked in a future scene. I was like, ha, I don't do nudity, Sasha. Despite her protests, she says she was informed by a production assistant one day that she was needed to film an additional scene. Upon her arrival on set, Rebel alleged Sasha pulled down his pants and said very matter-of-factly, okay, now I want you to stick your finger up my ass. Recounting how scared she felt at the time, Rebel continued, I wanted to get out of there, so I finally compromised. I slapped him on the ass and improvised a few lines as the character. Sasha okay. denies the allegations.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks.
That does suck. That's gross.
Yeah, to end up in a situation like that where you, like, that's not what you signed up for at work is, like,
pretty stressful and degrading.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's a really, like, he studied, like, didn't he, like, study, like, psychotherapy? And that's how he's really good at, like, obviously his movies are all about, like, making people uncomfortable.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly in the position of power in that, so if that's the case, fuck him.
Yeah, she was supposed to do...
What was the movie? Was it...
It was like some shithole movie called The Brothers Grimsby.
Oh, right.
Grimsby, and Rebel played his girlfriend. I mean, if you're in like a hard R comedy and you're playing someone's girlfriend, you're probably going to have some sex scenes. I mean, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like stipulated in her contract so she doesn't do nudity? Like, you have to...
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be, like, demanding nudity. I don't think she did nudity. She said that she just had to simulate sex with him and kiss him.
Yeah. So he's denying it fully.
Yeah.
Isn't his wife Australian?
Mm-hmm. What's her age?
Isla Fisher?
Yeah.
I don't know. She had a moment and then went away.
Yeah.
Poor Rebel.
I don't feel that bad for her. Sorry, I don't. I mean, that sucks that you felt uncomfortable at work. Like, I would say that that's like a different scenario than like raping someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like sexual assault.
Yeah, I think there's like different kinds of assault. I think that's like an assault of like feeling embarrassed and powerless. She wrote about it in her first chapter of the memoir I read.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that happened, but it seems like you're fine. What? It just seems like you're going to come out with that. Like, lead with that.
She came out swinging. Rebel's taking charge.
I mean, yeah. Remember I just, like, wouldn't want that to be, like, the first thing. I wouldn't write about, like... the first victimization of myself is like an intro to who I am in a book about me.
You'd write about how you lied about your age.
Yeah, I'd be like, I was born in this year, but I've always said
I was born in 1975.
Yeah.
I'm actually 50.
Mm-hmm. I don't love that happened to her, and I hope that it doesn't happen to other people. But like, do I feel in the scheme of things that it's like that, like, bad or awful of a thing?
Speaking of awful, P. Diddy is going...
Yeah, like that's the kind of thing that I'm like, this is really bad.
It's pretty wild.
Sacha Baron Cohen's probably really happy that P. Diddy is getting...
Took the, it's a the great, Predator slate.
Actually, it's a pretty good week to be Sacha Baron Cohen because P. Diddy is really taking the fall right now.
It's a good week to be any kind of powerful Predator. Yeah. All the Nickelodeon people, like they're...
Dan Schneider, thanking his lucky stars, he said, and cut on his YouTube apology and then said, well, my work's done here because P. Diddy's getting taken down.
Diddy, all his homes were raided, like full... Did you see the picture of Ridley Scott on his driveway? Because he's lived near P. Diddy and he like couldn't get out of his driveway and he's just like pissed.
Damn. That sucks to live next to a predator.
Homeland Security raided like an army of
When Homeland
officers.
Security raids...
Is that what happened to
There's
Jen?
There's one thing that Bravo's taught me. It's really bad.
His sons got arrested, but then they were let go. Now P. Diddy was seen pacing around at an airport in Miami, and I think he's now in, like, the Bahamas or something, or, like...
I think a plane of his flew to the Caribbean, but he didn't. I don't know if he did or not.
He's throwing people off.
His drug mule got arrested.
Did you see his drug mule? He's, like, this dorky-ass white guy with, like...
I was like, that's a really... You signed up for the wrong job, babe.
He also had a neighbor. The neighbors were they were killing me. They were all like, "Thank God this happened." One neighbor was like, "He literally has busloads of very young looking." He didn't specify if it was girls or not. Young looking people coming in like every night to his house. He's like, "We see shit going on all the time. I'm glad someone finally did something."
Sick.
What the fuck? I'm still, I know, and I know people have talked about it, so this isn't, like, breaking, but, like, it just, it really makes you wonder about, like, his relationship with Bieber, his mentorship of Usher and him, what he put them through, what they did, you know, it's crazy to me.
It's very weird. And also these, like, men in power, like, someone was telling me that it's very... like similar to how Epstein conducted himself,
right.
Where it's like the way to rise to power as a man is that you like put a bunch of drugs and like young people in front of like another man and you get, they like do drugs and fuck children and then you like have something on them for life and that's how you get business deals done.
Well, it's like Nexium. It's like you have collateral with all these...
I'm like, I have not collected enough collateral. I'm realizing
on the people
that
in your life.
I just simply don't have any collateral. And maybe that's what I'm missing on my like career ascent is like getting the collateral I need from people to get things done.
Walking into a top agency and saying, putting down like a dossier,
being like, hey girl, wanna go to a drink, and then being like, I have some blow here for you. And also there's a 10-year-old back there.
Oh,
what do you think?
God. And at Buca de Beppo Encino.
Being like, I could make things happen
and
for you.
And they're like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
I'm like, nothing, don't worry about it.
I'm
like, you in or you out?
You quickly realize they're not like that, and you're like, nothing,
I'm like, girl, that was just
girl,
a
that
joke.
Was a test.
That was a test to make sure we're both on the same page.
It also is like, I'm sorry, but like, it's like,
Everyone is a pedophile.
Everyone's a fucking
pedophile. You know
pedophile.
What?
I'm not laughing. I'm just like, it sounds like QAnon to say that, but it's like, it's everyone not. Is a pedophile.
Girl, I watched The Sound of Freedom this past weekend.
You did not.
I did. I had to watch it. Girl, I had to do it because
God,
it was a smash hit success last year, and I want to see what all the fuss is about. And then I learned a lot about child trafficking. Too much, maybe.
Didn't something happen to him recently where he was like, I hate QAnon? Like, he spoke out against QAnon?
I don't know if the movie was meant... I think the QAnon people...
Latched onto it.
Right. It's not a perfect movie by any stretch of the imagination. But, like, it taught me a lot about the business of trafficking.
Also, my brain is so, like... Just the last, like, 10 years of, like, the era of Trump and, like... Making it seem like...
Girl, I think everyone is a pedophile, though.
No. But I'm saying it's like we got conditioned in a way to be like QAnon. Anything like is like a code word for QAnon. So like when I see like child trafficking, I immediately like this conspiracy. Like, but and I'll be in the airport and I'll see like a little thing being like, if you see something, say something. And my immediate thought for a while was like, fucking QAnon.
No, but I see those too, but then I'm like, many such cases are people getting fucking trafficked.
That's the true, that's the worst part about it, is like all these fucking nutbags have made like legitimate concerns, like fucking what's happening with like Diddy and like all this shit. Like, it's made that be able to operate because, and that is like, you know what I mean?
People like the producers of Vanderpump Rules forcing Raquel and Tom Schwartz to make out. That's a form of trafficking, and I stand by that.
No, I know, but I'm just like, it. All the legitimate cases of it kind of were able to like fly under the radar because we were all, everything was like Epstein and like veering into like absolute conspiracy, you know what I mean? And it benefited from that era that we are still in where nothing is true and everything is true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the creepy thing when you realize that like, well, they're kind of right about some things.
Yeah, you just have to investigate and see for yourself. And slowly but surely.
God, it's fucking
these
crazy.
These pedophiles are coming out of the damn woodwork.
God, it's just like, we're just getting, you know, between the Nickelodeon thing. It's crazy to me. And like, I immediately started thinking about Bieber and feeling bad for him.
Yeah, he's like fucked up.
Remember that video? Friend of the pod, Joan Summers, who does Eating for Free, sent me that, reminded me of that video of...
Him and Selena downtown.
No. Of Diddy giving Justin a car at, like, 15 and, like, spending the day with Diddy and, like, this YouTube... on Justin's YouTube channel.
I don't know about that. I don't like that at all. Why as a man are you hanging out with a 15-year-old? That's a great question. A 15-year-old that's not related to you. Even then, even if they are related to you, sus. And you're not their dad.
Why are you hanging out with your son?
Why as a man are you spending any time with your children?
No, but it is. It's your... That's such a good, why are you fucking hanging
why
out?
Why are you hanging out? Why are you like, around 10 to 15-year-olds?
And it's also like when Michael
why
Jackson...
Why are you like looking at children on YouTube and reaching out to them?
Yeah.
Why are you scouting...
Ellen.
Children. Yeah. Why are you looking at children online and reaching out to them formally? It's creepy.
And Bieber's parents were like, yeah, hang out with Diddy.
Well, yeah. If you're just like, if you like don't really understand, you're like, oh, this is a great opportunity, but that's how they fucking get you.
Why
that's how that happened in Sound of Freedom.
Why was MJ It's crazy to me that in the 90s that MJ was like hanging with Macaulay Culkin when he was like 10.
And the whole world,
and everyone was
like,
yeah, that's
we love
great.
This.
It's fucking great.
The whole world was like, God, I wish that was my kid. My mom, never. She always was an MJ truther.
I don't even think I don't
like my mom. I remember very clearly, like, be like, she would tell me things before I went to bed, and like, we would just have conversations. But there was one time where she was like,
she's like,
I remembered
you.
A conversation about Michael Jackson, and she was like, that's not normal, and like, it's also not okay, and it's weird.
I love a bedtime story.
It was bedtime stories.
Braiding your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, what's happening with Michael Jackson and his close personal friendships with young
children
boys
is bizarre.
Yeah.
And honestly, I really don't understand people that like don't think that.
Oh.
There are,
I don't talk about it anymore.
There are a lot of them, and it's like somehow become like it's like a controversial subject. It's not that controversial. Like,
oh, I don't.
If you're a man who's hanging out with children all the time,
you're weird.
That's fucking weird.
Oh, I don't say shit about it because I've learned, like, I've talked about it. Like, when Finding Neverland was coming out, or Leaving Neverland,
people got really mad.
People were coming for my, like, literally, like, death threat status. Like, not that to that degree, but just, like, coming for me.
They're really angry. I'm like, don't get angry at me. Get angry at Michael. He's the one that hung out with children.
Also, not gonna lie, this Michael biopic, like,
what is it? I don't know about
his
it.
Nephew is playing him. I'm like,
is he gonna play all parts? Or just the
No, it's like, I think it ends at, like, a certain point in his early, like, but
yeah,
I'm just like,
you can't really go... You can't go all the way with Michael with the full history without also getting into some muddy waters.
Yeah, it just blows my mind that he continues to be like...
People love the music. I get it. But I'm also like...
He was a child
he's
rapist.
He's a fucking rapist. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Why
Don't
is the
be
man
sorry.
You,
it's
why
true.
Why is the man are you building a Disneyland and inviting children to it and having them spend the night with you in your bed?
I remember when he died and I was at Chili's and I texted my friend... I'm like, oh my God, MJ died. And the first thing she said was, he was a child rapist. And I was like,
sorry, don't.
That was before anything, really.
But yeah, we really need to work on our collateral skills because we clearly are not getting enough collateral.
Yeah.
We got to work on getting some really good collateral.
Make it in this town?
Yeah. This pod is going to explode. And when we explode and rise to the top of the charts, you'll know we have some amazing collateral.
Speaking of collateral, let's get into a smorgasbord of that. Mm-hmm. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy,
unique Collateral.
Collateral heads! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. This was a great episode. Top tier.
Incredible. This is one for the books. One for the museum.
One for the books.
One for the books, Guten Tag, and I said to this one.
We see James picking out Allie's clothes.
James and Allie amidst the jet stream.
I'm
James, gay, controlling, abusive.
It's giving a little Kanye and...
He wishes.
Yeah, he wishes. But in terms of, like, I think it's really weird and gay. I think it's bizarre the way he looks at her, the way he treats her. She is... Something's up. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
She's like, yeah, James picks out my clothes. He steams my outfits.
He's like, what about this?
What
and
about
a pink
these?
Purse, Bobby. And then Graham, aka Hippie, is the enforcer. If Allie steps out of line once, I watch a TikTok with this dog trainer I'm obsessed with. And he was talking about controlling dogs who control your movements with their like bites. And that's Hippie.
Yeah, I don't like James picking out her outfits, making her look like, and he makes her look like a little like doll.
I don't like him one bit.
Mm-mm.
Save Allie. Free the Allie.
Gay, controlling.
Gay, controlling, abusive.
He's like, I'll go out again tonight at the Hotel Ziggy. He goes, it's the place to be to party at on Sunset. I was like, oh God, not again.
No.
Not again.
Ziggy, the horrors of Ziggy will never stop.
We cut over to the House of Horrors in the Valley. By the way, congrats again to Ariana for getting the fuck out of there and buying a house in the hills.
Yeah, congrats to Ariana and her real estate ventures.
You spilled kudos. Do you know what that's from?
What is that from?
It's RuPaul.
Drag Race?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Someone, like, one of the queens revealed something about themselves, that they revealed that they had HIV. And the other queen's response was, thanks for spilling, mama. Kudos.
That is true. Kudos.
And it's my favorite queen on the show, other than Safira.
Plain Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Plain
Jane. I've been seeing people saying that, like, in comments and stuff. And I was like, this has to be a Drag Race thing. Kudos.
Sandoval's cleaning up his shitty little room. And Billie Lee comes creeping in.
Billie Lee is looking snatched, though.
Billie looks great. She, I think, is in love with Sandoval.
I think she's in love with the camera and attention.
True. Okay.
So Sandoval is making his sick little bed. And
he goes, I wash my sheets, dude.
Billie's like, wow, it's clean in here.
She's, wow, that salsa smell.
Smells like.
She's like, it doesn't smell like yeast in here anymore.
It doesn't smell like biscuits in here.
And he goes, yeah, man, I wash my sheets. And she's like,
damn, every time I come or go from your house, I get so scared. And he goes,
why?
And she goes, Ariana.
The witch. Haunting the halls. I like it. Ariana does have like a menacing energy, but I like it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. She's in her room.
Yeah.
Sitting at the vanity, FaceTiming with Anne, who literally, I'm like, why are you an assistant? You have the best life.
Anne is always
the Barbie. You're always getting ready to go to a little girly event.
I had the same comment. I went, damn, she's always getting in some little outfit.
I know. First it's the Barbie. Now she's going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Is she like high in this video?
Her eyes looked really red.
She goes, hi, Anne. And Anne goes, hi. And then she goes, so my life is just becoming kind of unmanageable and I need an assistant. And then Anne's first thing is she goes, can I be in the running? Please help me. And Ariana goes,
sure.
No. Well, then she's like, but I think that might be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, but they're like laughing. And yeah. Isn't Anne Ariana's assistant now?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought that she was.
Oh.
I don't know.
I do. I love their relationship.
Yeah.
Ariana's like free Anne.
Ariana's like,
I know you're going through it, mama.
Yeah.
Thanks for
kudos
spilling.
For cleaning. You can be in the running. Tom Schwartz and Lala go to Creation Cafe. And Schwartz goes, I love this place. I'm on a sober bender right now. 3 days. Fuck
you.
Fuck up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Don't say this to someone who's actually like doing the fucking work.
A sober bender.
He goes, yeah, you know, I've made peace with like being in a, you know, just benders. Like sometimes I do it with drugs and alcohol. Sometimes I do it sober. And Lala's like, I'm watching season 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Schwartz, I just watched the one where he had a panic attack and where Pump has the gay mayor night and he hands out drinks.
He simply can't do it.
He used to be so hot.
Yeah.
And
before we really understood the truth about Schwartz.
And it's actually ironic because I just watched the episode that they like cut back to when Tom admits to cheating on Katie in the Sir parking lot. I just watched that last night, which is so weird.
Kismet.
It's kismet. But I'm like, to see 10 years later where they are now, Schwartz, I just can't believe how run the fuck through he looks.
That's alcohol, baby.
No,
that's,
I know.
Alcohol and hard living.
Hard living, man. He looks so...
Stress, alcohol, like not taking care of yourself. It starts to catch you in your late 30s, early 40s.
He had such amazing bone structure. Like he looked so... And it's just like, what a waste. What a waste of a life.
It's not too late for him yet.
I think he's a really bad person. And I watching him in season 3, I was shouting at the TV last night. I can't believe what a fucking squirmy little worm he was to Katie back then. Like, I forgot just how bad he was. He never defended her. He let everyone yell at her and call her out.
That's how he is. We see it in this episode with how he is with Joe. It's like, he doesn't defend people.
Especially women.
I know.
He's also the first one to, like, lunge at a woman when there's, like, a brawl happening. When Kristen and they fight at Mixology, he hates women. Yeah, he gets, when Stassi smacks Kristen down at the bar, he immediately goes in and goes after Kristen. He can't wait to pounce, to pour a drink on a woman or, Tony, sorry.
What's
or,
his issue?
I don't know, but he's such.
Him and his mom.
He also is so, he'll like apologize and like be emotional with Jax about his nose surgery. Like he comes to tears seeing Jax, but he can't get emotional at all about Katie.
It's brother coded. It's like something with the brothers, because you know how he has those three brothers And then I feel like there's some sort of disconnect with a mom. And then it comes out as rage and hatred and resentment against women, but like deep connection and like emotional ties to men.
Yeah, but just seeing, just, and now seeing him be like, you know, he's still doing that, like, where he like curls his top lip into, like, he's just such a fucking.
He's not a man.
He's not a man. And he's definitely not a man here.
He has a lot of...
Splaining to do.
He has a lot of accountability to take and a lot of amends to make.
Inventory.
In order to, like, get back to a place of true fuckability.
He goes, yeah, you know, I'm just really... And I sound like Steve. I'm really just... I'm a good with... And Lala's like, that's great, Schwartz. I'm glad that you're experimenting with sobriety. And he's like, you know, it's just this group. We're all just, like, such... Everyone's so messy in this group. So fucking messy.
So we've all done stuff like blah blah blah. I made out with Sheena in Vegas once,
12 years ago, and then Lala goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, you know." And she goes, "Does Katie know this?" He goes, "I don't know if she knows this." And Lala's like, "Wait, so okay, I'm still on the Sheena thing." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, we were just like having fun. We just made out for a little." He's like, "I was a makeout slut." And Lala's like, you should probably tell Katie this.
And then, but okay, so I'm not buying that Lala's like really upset about this.
Wait, I have to say, I didn't like when she tells Katie about it later. I'll just talk about it now.
Yeah.
This was 12 years ago.
This is also like, who cares? If I found out about friends that made out 12 years ago, like, I don't give a shit.
No, but Katie, the way Lala tells Katie, she almost frames it like it happened somewhat recently.
I know, she's like a few years ago.
Or like a little while ago. I'm like, no, it was almost 15 years ago. That's like a decade and some change. Like, you're not being forthcoming with the way... Repeat exactly what he said. I'm not saying Schwartz is like, not defending
also it's
him.
Like, say to Sheena, go to Sheena first and be like, Schwartz told me this. Like, I think you should talk to Katie about it. And like, I don't want to be the person spilling about this.
But I like that she's stirring up the pot.
It was necessary. The producers said, it's time. We need something to like anchor. And we have to go back to our number one sacrificial lamb, Shishu. And we're going to throw her under the bus.
It's time to get her horror cap back on.
They go, we need to ignite Tequila Katie. She is simply not activated. And what's it going to take? Schwartz and Sheena making out.
And Lala went.
She goes.
She put her hat on.
Reporting for duty.
Reporting for duty, sir. I think Schwartz is also in this place where he's like compulsively atoning.
But not in the right way.
No, in a very fraught, very disingenuous way. But like, I feel like he has this, like...
I think he's touched the other side. Like, no, he knows his, like, mortality.
That's what I was going to say! I was literally going to say he has the creeping shadow of death on him. And I don't know if it's, like, his actual literal death, but some sort of ego spirit death. And he knows it's approaching him. And he's, like, I feel as though I am running out of time in some way. So he's, like, blurting out atonements. I feel it as though... He sees the shroud, and he's just like, it's propelling him into this like jet stream of redemption that he's trying to.
He's in life is precious mode.
He is. He's running out of time in his own head. And I don't know if it's because he's like in his, he's like hit his like 40s and he's like having sort of.
I think it's a 40. The 40 reckoning, but also with his brother and his brother's like health problems, that is like puts a lot of things in perspective. Anytime like family members have health issues, like it puts a lot of things in perspective. And then also, I mean, he's like a depressive alcoholic, so that'll put things into grim perspective.
And I think he's reached this place where he's like never. I mean, sure, like, everyone was like, oh, about his relationship with Katie, and he made himself look like a fool, like, insurmountable amount of times, but I feel like he's someone that his whole life, much like Sandoval, he's always been, like, the nice guy. You know what I mean?
He's traded on nice guy energy, and Katie was so kind of unpalatable in her rage that he was able to skate by looking like the good guy until people wised up and saw him for what he truly is, which is like a bad partner.
He's a bad partner and a very...
He has to now reckon with that along with all these other things. And I think like he doesn't know how to be uncomfortable and be disliked or like have that side of him seen because he's been good at camouflaging it.
Katie was like sort of the ultimate fall guy.
Totally.
And when in reality, like,
I can't believe that they lasted as long as they did under those circumstances.
No, and like in the reality is like Katie was sort of like she was a sacrificial lamb for his, you know, his image and his carefully constructed persona. And Katie was the real deal the whole time. And like she was like questionable and like, you know, has been
a flop.
She had
her own set of issues.
But she was always... I think she always, with their relationship, she always had integrity.
And I think, she always did understand that something wasn't right. And then anytime that she tried to express that, which she was kind of like right on about a lot of things, she'd get gaslit and shut down and treated like she was like crazy.
When he was really the crazy one and she was sort of the normal one.
Yeah.
And he drove her to a place of trade me. And she has set herself free, and I'm loving it.
I know.
I'm loving this twist.
I'm really into the twist of Katie.
I went like this. I went.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.
Katie comes over to Lala's house and she is serving lesbian realness in this vest.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine her coming.
Malone.
She goes, kicks in the door. She goes, hey, Lala, you're looking fucking hot today. She goes, what you doing picking up kids' toys? Lala's like, yeah, it's my only chance to clean. She goes, that's how I feel about my dogs. I was like, she's giving dog lesbian owner.
She comes in fucking Dea Delaria as fuck. Out Ms. Al Capone, Bugsy Malone coming in with her striped vest. Hey, fuck, this place looks good.
Hey, you got a nice pad here in Westwood. I love it here. Thanks for inviting me over. I'm going to pour myself a drink. Care for anything?
Care to relapse? She goes, Lala says.
She goes, yeah, I have some tea to spill, mama. You're going to want a drink. Katie goes, don't mind if I do.
Kudos. And then she goes, mama. Lala says a few years ago, Sheena, and so Katie goes, then she reverts back into.
Anytime that you bring Schwartz into the mix, she goes from like,
baby,
fucking hell yeah, I'll eat your pussy, I'll get you off, to true,
what?
She goes,
no, I can't.
She goes, what the,
what? What do you mean a few years ago? What do you mean Sheena and Schwartz made out? How did this happen? Why has she never told me?
What the fuck? What?
What the fuck?
And Lala goes, girl, I know, girl. She goes, girlfriend, I know, girlfriend. She goes,
girl, I know.
She goes,
girl,
the gag. She
tell
goes,
me about
the
it.
Gag. And then she goes, we're going to go, girlfriend. We're going to walk into that hotel again tonight, girlfriend. You and that striped vest, girlfriend. And we're going to go right up to Sheena and we're going to ask her, Sheena, what the fuck, Sheena? Girlfriend.
We're going
to
confront people.
And she goes,
drink up.
No compassion. No empathy.
No empathy. No compassion.
So then we get to Hotel Ziggy and Joseph is there. And Joe is unwell.
She is not made for this world.
No, and
she is not cut out for it.
I have empathy. I have compassion and empathy. I have empathy
and compassion for her.
She's there with a baseball cap, backwards hat on, and
she's a little too cash for this scene.
And Sandoval walks in wearing an aloe hat.
Sandoval in his aloe hat. I'm sorry. It's time for a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
You need to, if you see him out and about, if you see any man with that hat, honestly.
Take it off.
You need to take it off their head and stomp on it on the ground. Light it on fire and free them from the reins of the aloe hat.
Sheena looks like the lead singer of D-Light, Miss Lady Cure.
She looks like an extra Lady from Miss the Cure. Austin Powers movie.
Simon and I were smoking literally last night in our balcony and it was silent and all of a sudden we heard
it's trending right now.
Is it?
I just feel like that song recently popped up on my like Spotify Discover. I feel like they're seeding it out.
It's so good. I'd be more than welcoming for another Austin Powers sequel.
Same. It's time. Ariana shows up looking gorgeous.
She looks amazing,
poured into a body contrast,
incredible.
And Sheena begins her long night of bullying Joe to the point of suicide.
Well, first Sheena goes, they go, wow, Sheena, your outfit. And she goes, I feel like I wanted to take a picture that matched the vibe. Like, she goes, I feel like I wanted to take a picture that matched the vibe.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, so then Sheena reverts into...
in a place, too, of half up, half down, swinging. She is swinging that little ponytail around.
And Mama is off her sober streak, and she's about to get lit.
And
she decides to set her sights on poor Joseph.
She settles in on Joe, and she goes, why are you wearing a hat? You better take that hat off. Just show your hair. What the hell? We don't wear hats around here. We don't do that. No, we're not doing that Tom hat. Take it off.
She goes, girl. She goes, go to your hairstylist. Why are you wearing a hat that covers your head? It's not okay. And then Joe literally is like, listen, I sort of understand that Joe is immediately brought to the brink of tears. I get that. It's like, you feel like there's a group of people like giving you like constructive criticism, but they're really.
I know, but they're not.
She goes, we don't do that
I said,
here.
When Joe walked in, I was like, it's over for you, mama, because she did not show up to the playing field armed. She came in casual with a pair of jeans and like a sweatshirt on and like tennis shoes. And doll, I'm sorry, you got to slap a little high heel on. You got to show up
in the body con.
You got to show up with Teflon because these women are out for blood in their own, like. And also, by the way, this is child's play compared to like someone, what Stassi would do.
Oh my God.
Stassi would end.
Or Doty.
They couldn't even be in like the same vicinity. Like Sheena bullying you is like
the best
case scenario.
Stassi and Christina Kelly.
I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
But you need to show up. You need to fight fire with fire. You need to like be brave. You need to read The Art of War and you need to put yourself in a little mini skirt. And a fucking platform and stomp on into Ziggy, no trucker hat.
Or come in dressed like Trinity in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Like leather pants and a tank and like boots and hair slicked back. Walk in and just be serving cunt.
Yeah, you gotta serve cunt.
And she does not. And she sits down with Billie Lee's friend T, who she's trying to set her up with Sandoval.
And she just starts going like this. She goes, I'm really...
And that's when I was like, all those people saying she was neurodivergent. She goes, I was like, maybe she is.
I know. She was like, it's really sucks because everyone ADHD. Here said I was a crackhead. And that's really disrespectful to people suffering from ADHD.
I feel really bad for her in this moment. I feel like I wanted to like go in and extract her from the situation and be like, take her across the street to Mel's Diner and sit her down and be like, girl...
I don't want any of it to rub off on me. Like, I'm like, you should get out of here. I would, like, just energetically will her away.
I'd go in a SWAT mask. I would tear gas Ziggy.
You go, there's a helicopter coming in, and you come in, and you just go, come with me if you want to live.
Come on, Joe!
Grab her and get...
Yeah.
No,
would tear gas everyone?
I would just be, like, willing her to, like... walk away and save herself.
She's covering her ears. She's really upset. She feels really targeted.
Well, because everyone's sitting at a table.
Laughing at her. Even Allie.
I know.
Schwartz comes up to James and he goes, hey, man, how you doing? And James literally, he takes a beat. I think he like needs to recognize. Every time people see Schwartz now, it takes them a second to even recognize him because he's so disheveled and so far gone that it's, oh my God. Oh, hello, Schwartz.
I think Schwartz is also really, he must just be, which I don't understand because I'm like, you treated this person like shit the entire time you were together. But I truly think that he thought that Katie would never leave him.
No, I know.
That's shocking to me.
It's the root of this issue, I think, is that he realized... only recently, I think, that this girl
is... within the last year.
That this woman is not coming back. She is done with you. She is living a much better version of her life than she ever could have dreamed of because you're not in it.
Yeah.
And he can't reckon with that because he was always in the place of power in the relationship and she fucking took it back and snatched wigs and has left him in like a sort of wandering through the desert for 40 years. You know? He's in a full, like, Jesus in the desert.
It's a crisis.
It's a crisis. It's so satisfying to watch.
It's really great. I mean, Katie shows up with Lala. I was like, is Katie wearing a YSL boot? If so, kudos, mama.
She came in. She went.
She was, hey, what up?
Hey,
everyone. I love this place. Ziggy rocks.
Sheena goes, oh my God, Katie looks so good.
In the corner, Joe is melting down, crying to Billie Lee. I was like, if I were at Hotel Ziggy, I'd be crying too.
Billie Lee's like, fuck, I don't want to deal with this. I gotta go do a tight 10 at the Laugh Factory.
This was like a sad little chaise lounge where they all were...
the outcasts.
Yeah, I don't... To be in the outcast group on VPR is a special kind of hell.
And then
in
Joe...
in the later stages of VPR, especially.
And then Joe literally... she goes, takes her hat on. She goes, gotta go. And she goes, to the elevators. And Schwartz goes, Joseph. He's like, it's like Bubba talk. He's like, Joseph. She's expecting Tom to like comfort her, maybe escort her out, take her home, like go watch, you know what I mean? And he's like, Joseph, why are you upset? Okay, bye bye, Joseph. And she goes, whoa, I gotta go. Whoa. runs to the elevator, and Billy Lee's like, I'll fucking walk you out.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
God. Billy's like, this sucks.
And she's crying. She's bursting. And this guy that is like her world is, of course...
Oh, he's nowhere to be found.
Joseph, what?
Sheena is loving it. She goes,
"What? Where's Joe?
And then Ariana, I didn't realize this. She's like, do I feel bad that the girl who came to my house for Thanksgiving and knew about the affair is crying?
She felt like very comfortable being at my house while she knew that my like boyfriend was like fucking
her friend
Rock.
And like was driving with Raquel like double date status. She goes, do I feel bad for her? She goes, no. And I was like, thanks for spilling.
I know. I get that.
I get it.
She knows I'm drinking for the first time in a long time. We'll see what happens. Lala tells Ariana about Sheena and Schwartz, which I think, okay, here's my conspiracy theory. I think that Ariana knew about this. They're best friends. You tell your best friend something like
Sandoval
that.
Sandoval and Schwartz.
I think Ariana knew that Sheena and Schwartz made out.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Because, like, think about it. When that happened was probably, like, season 2, season 3. She's not friends with any of those girls. She and Sheena are, like, besties.
She was like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
I know, but I think in a moment like this, she has to act like, oh, I had no idea. I didn't know about that. Because if she admits any fault, then
it rubs against the narrative that everyone has that she's like this, like,
yeah. Queen. It bumps up against Queen Ariana narrative, so she's now silent.
It's like that she does the face that Britney Spears did when she finds out Ryan Seacrest isn't gay. Have you seen that meme? And she goes, have you seen that?
Yeah. So Ariana is like, whoa, like, what? The only person she ever made out with in Vegas was me. And then Lala's like, girl, think again.
She goes, girlfriend, think again, girlfriend.
And then Sandoval comes over to Ariana, Katie, and Lala, and he goes, hey guys, sorry to interrupt real quick. Just wanted to see if you got that email I sent.
He goes, Ariana, hey, how are you? And she turns and she goes, hi. And he goes, just calling. I just wanted to see if you got that email about the house. Like, just double. I'm like,
girl.
And she doesn't even respond.
She goes,
my lawyers saw it.
And he goes, okay, it's urgent. So I thought maybe, maybe we should get on it.
And she literally does not look at him.
This man, the lack of shame he has is incredible.
I was waiting to see Tinkle coming down from his pant leg. I salute her in this moment, like her just impenetrable plasma around her. I was literally like, wow, I need to do this at some point in my life.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, oh, you fucking little bitch. Of course you're taking this time to go, you're going to talk about house issues.
This is the first time you've talked in months and you're going to ask her if she got an email you sent?
On camera, about the house, about this very delicate situation, financial situation at Hotel Ziggy. On camera.
Of
fuck
all places.
You. Fuck you.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted, real quick, just wanted to see if you got that email I sent. I'm going to start doing that to people.
Hey.
I'm going to start finding people in public who I've emailed that didn't email me back and just going, hey guys, sorry to interrupt, but real quick, I just wanted to make sure you got that email I sent.
I know. I'm going
to
do that at like the next like event where I see some like Hollywood person that's like I'm going to go, hey, just making sure.
Real quick. Weird sorry
quick.
To interrupt.
You see that email I circled back recently?
That's true. Interrupting a group of people that don't like you to ask someone if they got your email is incredibly Los Angeles energy.
It's so Los Angeles and so him.
He goes, okay, it's good to see you, Ariana. I'll see you later.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Then Sandoval goes over and hits on T. And he goes, do you like bowling? I was like, oh my God. He goes, I worked at Sky Bar once. It was a pool boy by the pool. And she's like, cool.
She's like, yeah, I'll go bowling. There's a camera rolling. Sure, I'll be there.
Sure.
It'll be protection.
She goes, how much am I going to get paid? And the producer goes, $50 and we'll buy you drinks. And she goes, okay.
We'll give you a drink ticket. You get two free drinks.
You get two free drinks and then like well cocktails for $5 a piece. And she goes, all right. She was going to get $25 and they go, sure.
Yeah. Katie talks to Xinshu.
Xinshu. Katie and Sheena sit down. They're both shit tanked. Sheena especially. But I also was like, girl, go talk to fucking Schwartz. This is his problem more than it's Sheena's problem.
This is also the theme of the show is men destroying women's lives and then women
destroying women's
blaming
lives.
Other women yeah. for problems that men have created.
When will Katie ever be truly free? Never. I see it on the horizon. Like, I see it. It's so close.
I just want her to, like, wear suspenders and, like...
I need her to wear suspenders and a top hat and, like, coattails, but, like, a wife beater underneath them. And I need her to, like, corner Schwartz, like, back him into a corner and put, like... And, like, pick him up by the throat and then...
question him
and just rail him about the Sheena makeout, and then go up to Sheena and be like, girl, it's no big deal.
I want her to be look like
go up to Sheena and stick her tongue down Sheena's throat. Go, I hear you like to make out with people in couples. Well, I'll show you.
Spits she in goes, her mouth.
So I hear he kissed you in Vegas. Did he kiss you like this? And then just fucking go
in front of Schwartz.
Yeah,
I want her to dress like a member of Luscious Jackson. And just go up to Schwartz and go, and then just go and make the sound of a dial-up connection. And then Schwartz just goes, and then throw him down. He like wets his pants, shits and soils himself. And then she drops him down, and then she goes up to Sheena, and then she spits in Sheena's mouth.
I want to go. I want her to buy a room at Hotel Ziggy and invite Schwartz and Sheena into the room, and then go... kick Schwartz in the nuts, and while he's like, oh, like build over, tie him to a chair, and then go, Sheena, I heard you got hot for Schwartz in Vegas. Let's give him a show we'll never forget. And then seduce Sheena within an inch of her life. Sheena's squirting. She and Sheena have like,
you guys are gonna be coming out of your eyeballs.
The best sex. She turns Sheena in that moment. Sheena becomes a lesbian. Sheena leaves the room with a shaved head on the side.
And a partially shaved eyebrow.
And a partially shaved eyebrow and like a sleeve of tattoos. And she goes up to Brock and she goes, we're divorced now. Summer Moon, we'll split custody. I have no problem with
that. She's got two mommies now. And then she goes up to her and she goes, all right, Katie, I'm ready. And then Katie goes, I'm not interested in you. What are you talking about? And then leaves Sheena, and that's her revenge.
And then Sheena goes, all right then. And then she goes trolling for puss. Katie needs to one by one radicalize all the women into becoming lesbians.
It is. So she talks to Sheena and she's like, I heard you did this. Why did you do this? She goes, I'm like building my self-confidence. I'm like,
No.
Katie
goes, I wish I would have known.
And Sheena goes, it's
like,
what?
Do you wish you would have known? I knew you back then.
Yeah.
And it would have been
nuclear
warfare if you knew about this.
She goes, these were the days of Tequila Katie. Do you think I was ready to, you think I was like about to go up and tell her? Like, she literally would have like bisected me.
I'm obsessed with Katie going, when was this? And Sheena going, Shay and I were just engaged.
That's wild.
I know, but also Sheena says that she was like walking past a hallway and Schwartz like grabbed her and like made out with her. He's a predator.
He's a pest.
Get your hands off Xinshu. She's a taken woman.
And Katie goes, well, I'm going to have to think about these.
I wish I would have known.
Well,
Katie. She goes,
well, I wish I would have known. This was really hard for me to hear. And then
she was so much confidence that I had to get back. And I didn't have. Now I have. But I wish I would have known.
Self-confidence. For some reason, the way she says things, I'm like, you need to get like, I need you to like take a night class on proper English.
It's taking me a long, time building up my confidence. Wish I would have known.
And Sheena goes, I'm sorry.
Sheena goes, I didn't mean to tell you. There's no way I could have told you. Anyways,
gotta go.
But my theory is also that this Vegas trip that Schwartz made out with Sheena was also when Sandoval first made out with Ariana at the Golden Nugget.
Mm.
I think that that is when all this went down. So that's another reason that Ariana can't like acknowledge yeah. it, because then that would implicate her as the other woman.
I mean, it really does seem like she and Sandoval were having a full affair.
They were. But I also think... Ooh. That Sandoval probably, this is also probably a tactic that Sandoval told Schwartz to say this, because he knows it'll put Ariana in a position where she has to lie.
Ugh, Sandoval is
in life is all about lying.
Ariana, good to see you. Excuse me, real quick. I just wanted to see if you got that email I sent.
His voice is morphing into EJ.
It's the EJ coded.
The next day,
an unlikely trio go to, I was like, these people don't hang out. James, Lala, and Schwartz.
I know.
It's like Lala's a mother.
Right.
Lala's like fighting the fight for her life of a custody battle and a bitter divorce. She's not going to lunch with Schwartz.
No.
They sit down and they're like talking about the Sheena of it all, I guess. And Schwartz is like, you and I are the only ones that like haven't fucked, or like Lala's the only person that hasn't like fucked someone in the group. And Schwartz goes, yet. And she goes, Schwartz, I would break your dick in half. And I love that.
Schwartz
it's
goes,
true.
Okay.
He goes,
and then we get to Sandoval's breath work. He invited
Sandoval first comes to lunch with a purse.
I want Sandoval to start having like giant clutches, like giant, like very like kind of almost Talbots.
I feel like this is after we saw Jacob Elordi outside of Schwartz and Sandy's with a purse, and then Sandoval saw that picture, and he decided to implement a purse into his day wear.
I can't with all the nail polish. He's just like...
The nail polish is so revolting. Bad.
He walks up, and he's like, Lala, I'm going to invite you to this
healing session.
Healing set, and she's like...
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't...
She looks at the producer, she goes... How much?
And he goes...
So, Sandoval's healing session, I was so uncomfortable.
This guy, it's basically, it's what I feel like I've heard, this is how, like, MDMA therapy is like, you have, like, headphones on, you're deprived of sensory deprivation, you take the MDMA, and then, or ketamine, and then the therapist, like, guides you with, like, a microphone, like, through your headphones. This is what I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like it's something similar to that. And he's like, the guy is...
Schwartz he's like is, DJ.
Yeah, Sandoval's laying down. The guy's like repeating mantras to him. He's challenging him to just like scream. I have the recording. Lala walks in as this is happening, wearing a rain slicker that reminds me of...
Wait, I just remembered that Ariana FaceTimes Anne to ask her if Tom is downstairs. Anne's like... How the fuck should I know? I'm at home.
I'm going to Taylor Swift.
I love FaceTiming someone at their house to ask where the person you live with is.
He challenges him to scream, 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 scream as loud as you can.
I can't trust anything Tom Sandoval does. Like, this is just another opportunity for him to pretend.
So he... Then he's like, I think your friend's here. And Lala's like, hey, I'm really glad I didn't do that because that was really uncomfortable for me, but I'm really happy that you did it.
That seems great for you.
And so they talk, and...
Tom is like, all I want is like positivity, man. And she goes, okay, we can be friends. And he's like, yeah, let's be friends.
She's like, you have to understand, like, because of everything I'm going through with my ex, she's like, every straight guy in my life, like, I approach with caution now.
As you should.
And then he's like, yeah, I was in the primary bedroom and Maya came in and ate something she shouldn't have. And now, like, I'm worried about it. I was like,
you he's like, girl, you fucked up. You fucked right up. You idiot.
Then we get a full-on glimpse of something about her, and it's full Nancy Meyers glory.
In the loaves of glory. The loaves are back in the baskets. The lattice is latticing.
Chef Penny is
Chef
starting.
Penny, hard at work.
Chef Penny is chefing.
Katie, back in her safe space, a sandwich shop, and they're having another tasting event.
Of the same
sandwiches.
Lala goes, why are we doing this again? We did this last summer.
She goes, with the exact same sandwiches. She was like, Greek salad sandwich, check. This check. Like, what is going on? Can we fast forward? And she goes, oh, wait, this is funny. And then everyone's eating a sandwich. And Schwartz is like, I wish you had like a sandwich with more meat on it. And James is like, he wants a manwich. He wants a manwich. We all know Schwartz likes his sloppy joes. And I laughed, but I felt really bad for Joe in this moment.
Me too. He doesn't stand up for her. Doesn't say, James, shut the fuck up. That's my really good friend.
Like, laughs.
He goes,
dude.
Weak man.
I'm just like sensitive to her having that nickname.
So I know I hate it. James is so mean. He's
a
bully.
To call a woman Sloppy Joe, even if her name is Joe,
it's really sad.
It's mean.
It's really mean. She's
that feels like truly like crossing a line.
I agree with you. She's very fragile, and James is a bully. Also, when James is watching Allie, he's really creepy with Allie. He sees her as a Barbie.
Abusive. I wrote, not a tasting.
Schwartz walks in with orchids.
I'd truly kill myself if I were Joe at this point. If I heard Sloppy Joe, it would be, if someone created a slop nickname for me.
It's really mean.
It's mean.
I'm trying to think if I had any nicknames. Mean nicknames.
Some boys in high school called me Splooge for a while. So that's my Sloppy Joe moment. And
oh, because of that thing that happened?
Because of a lot of things. But that was like my Sloppy Joe adjacent moment. So I'm just like very, like a
that's
like a slut-shaming nickname that's like sloppy triggers me.
That's the kind of thing where I wish you could go back in time and like Inglourious Bastards, all those guys.
It's okay because I'm gagging now.
No, I know you're gagging, but it's like that's when you wish you could go back, possess your body.
And I wish a lot of things. I don't want to go back to that era.
No, just for like a second, inhabit your child, your teen body, and like with your wisdom of now, and just drag them all to hell and then leave.
Yeah.
Make them reevaluate their whole existence for the rest of their lives.
I don't think it would work. I like to drag. I feel like I'm dragging now.
You're dragging them?
Yeah, by just like existing.
Yeah. Drag by with action, not words.
My confidence.
My self-confidence.
I'm building up my confidence.
Yeah, it's so mean. And then Ariana and Katie meet
what
Lisa.
What was your nickname?
Mine?
Yeah.
Everyone would call me Eugene. Mm. My first name would be like Huge.
Huge.
And just make fun of Carrie for being a girl's name.
Okay.
But like
guys have a different, they don't get like Sloppy Joe nicknames.
No, it's not like there was a, they just called me like faggot. Gay. That was my nickname.
You're like, if the shoe fits. They all
Ariana
go to serve.
Well, Ariana reveals that fucking Tom left.
Yeah, they all go to Sir, and then everyone sits down.
Ariana reveals that she was in the emergency. Well, she's like, I'm really glad you had that amazing moment with Tom, because Lala's like, Ariana, I'm gonna be friends with Tom now. And she's like, great, I'm happy for you that you were having that session, because when he was doing that breath work session, I was at the vet, the emergency room, because Maya ate really bad food that he didn't supervise.
He locked Maya in my room and she ate like 14 pieces of chickens that day.
And then she had to get an
endoscopy,
and
it cost $6,000.
Tom, why did he lock her in the room?
He's an idiot.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's just an idiot. Like, I fully understand. Like, he's like, Ariana yelled at me. I'm like, yeah, I'd fucking yell at you too.
Me too.
You're an idiot. You're
a living
idiot
being.
Boyfriend. I'm sorry, but like, you deserve to get a big reaction. When you're an idiot and people react as such, that's on you, doll. Like, you're the one that locked her in the room. What do you expect?
Tom's such a, I love that as he's doing like a breath work thing, he's
like,
so,
well, he's trying to rewrite history.
Well, he's such a fucking narcissist. Like, he should be at the vet with Maya. And then, especially after he was, like, having an affair while the other dog...
It's time to go civil suit.
Ariana and Nana and Ken come to Sir.
The way Ken is holding that dog...
I know.
Barely hanging on. The dog slipping through his very crook of his elbow.
I did like when Lisa goes, these girls need to get going with the sandwich shop. She goes, I don't know what's stopping them.
They bring Lisa like a big old tray of sandwiches. And she goes, is that the Greek one? And they go, yes, Nana, would you like it? It's softened up for you so you can gum it. She goes, okay.
we're going to bird feed it for you.
Schwartz comes over with the most disgusting looking espresso martinis I've ever seen. They're like chocolate milk.
And then we find out that
Katie and Ariana roast Schwartz.
Yeah.
Katie goes, they are talking about something like just like the state of their relationship. I guess she confronted him in the kitchen, the sandwich shop. She finally felt safe enough, surrounded by deli meats, to have the conversation that needed to happen, where she was like, so I hear you made up with Sheena in Vegas. Care to tell me more? And he's like, no. And then he comes out to bring them like espresso martinis, spills on them. And then they're like, so you made out with Sheena. Like, you really fucked up. And Katie goes, you fucked up. You really fucked up. You dropped the ball and fumbled the bag. And now you have Sloppy Joe. And I was like, don't get Katie on the Sloppy Joe train. Katie turning on Joe is not the answer.
How did they eviscerate him?
Ariana was like, you fumbled the bag. You fucked up. You fucked your entire life up.
That's what they should be saying to him at all times.
I know. And he's like, oh, come on. And they go, oh, it gets hard and you want to go away. I was like, they should chain him to the styrofoam pole at Sir and force him to get berated by people.
Now you're a Sloppy Joe.
And then we find out the literal gag of the year, where I was like, girl, I didn't think you had it in you. And I literally went, I worship now at the altar of Katie.
Schwartz goes in to like drown his sorrows in booze, and he's taking a shot with Brock. And Brock reveals that last night
Katie fucked Max, Schwartz's best friend, the old manager of Tom
and
Tom.
The guy who got fired from that one season of Vanderpump Rules.
And so he goes, Sheena tracked Max's location after they all left Ziggy. And Sheena says that she has 56 people's locations
57.
On. 57 people's location. Like, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
And she saw
she's
that.
On the beat.
Sheena on the beat. Sheena on the beat. Sheena on the beat beat.
And I collect them. Bit of a collector of locations. Not creepy. I like to know. I have quite a few people's locations as well.
So Sheena saw that he was at where he was in the same building that Katie was in. And then the next morning she just was curious and went back to look, and he was still there.
I love that.
And then meanwhile, while they're talking, T comes up to get, comes in with Sandoval. They had just been bowling, and Sandoval was doing like literal Michael Jackson dance moves
and making T film him.
And T was like, okay. And then she goes, Ariana, this is T. She just went on a date with Sandoval. And she goes, hi, don't waste your time with a 41-year-old narcissist. You're the gift, not him. You're the prize.
I love that.
And you just see T be like,
what?
Okay.
And then Brock's like, Schwartz knows now. And she goes, what? And she is
pissed. What?
She goes, what? Why did you tell him that?
Why did you tell him that, Brock?
I wrote, Sheena's the bone collector.
She is.
She's 57 locations.
Ariana, and then you just hear cuts of sound bites, and you just hear Ariana go, yeah, he was fucking his mistress in my house while I was at my grandmother's funeral. Like, just telling all, and I'm just like, oh my God. Incredible. And then they all.
Truly insane at the levels of like depravity that Rock and Sandoval got themselves into.
I know.
So she leaves T in the dust, jaw on the floor, and they go back out to the patio at Sir. And Brock comes out and tells everyone where Katie was last night.
And Katie,
he goes, yeah, she was with Max. And Katie's face is like,
she goes like this. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I was so proud
of
her.
And Ariana goes, Boyans? And Katie goes, and Ariana the whole time is turned away from the camera trying not to laugh. And Sheena is like, and she goes, what do you mean? And she goes, Sheena, what is he talking about? And Sheena goes, I don't know, I'm staying out of it. And then 2 minutes later, Sheena goes, well, here's the thing, I checked your location and he was at your house, and then I looked the next morning, he was still there. I don't know.
And she goes, and then Brock goes, what'd you just do? You just like watch Netflix and chill and hang out. And she goes, what, he came over? He's not allowed to come over to my house after hanging out. And Brock goes, it's a little fucked up, mate. It's his best friend.
Katie's power in this moment.
But I love Katie.
I love her getting like caught and going, what are you talking about?
I know. It was very Sarah Jessica Parker in The Family Stone going, I'm so ashamed.
She literally goes, and Ariana goes,
I love it. I love it. And then Lala's like, wait, what's going on? She goes, I feel like everyone at this table is full of shit.
And well, she's the only sober person there. So this is a really dark place to be as a sober person.
At Sir, number one. And then with these
two on the patio.
Chuckleheads.
And this was like this incestuous group.
But I just love Katie going. And I was like, and Lala goes, this is just not what I expect from Katie, like a revenge fuck. Like, this is just, and I was like,
you didn't think she had it in her.
You know what? She deserves to do this.
Yeah, I think she should do more of it.
She should do, I love it. I think it's great. I'm all for it, Katie. You,
if move this is of the how season. She needs to get her yayas out and like punish Schwartz, I think that this is like,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's pretty fair game.
Fair game and deserved.
I mean, Katie said, she goes, so when we divorced, I asked him not to sleep with anyone in the friend group and he didn't care about that. So
why should I?
And I was like,
and Brock had been like, he's his best friend, mate. I was like, all right,
who cares? Truly, who cares?
All bets are off in post scan of all world.
I'm dead. Ariana going, boyens, and then being like,
she loved it too.
Everyone loved it.
Sheena was like,
she knew, I'm staying out of it. Well, I checked her location.
Schwartz was, he was like, oh man, what?
I'm obsessed.
I love it. Do you think Schwartz cried?
I think his mind is truly blown. I think he's like, I think he's betrayed, probably a little turned on, because not only is he been, she like withdrew from him, but she's hotter than ever. She's also like fucking his best friend. So then he has like that mental image. Then he can like never look at his best friend the same way again.
But now he also wants to fuck his best friend a little.
He wants to fuck his best friend, but he also wants to fuck Katie, but he also wants to watch them fuck and get cucked.
Yeah.
Katie cucked his ass.
I love her. I'm like, she's my hero.
I was like, you're a baller for that.
I went, incredible. She
incredible
upped the ante
work.
This season.
Her face.
Slay. I love.
Her go.
What? What are you talking about?
She was, what? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I can't have him over?
What do you mean?
No empathy. No compassion. No empathy. No compassion.
What?
He had compassion last night.
A lot of empathy.
When he was laying pipe.
A lot of.
In my bed.
She rode him until the sun rose.
Someone wrote, Sheena texted him, like, where are you? Or Brock texted him, where are you, mate? And he just wrote, flat face.
I love it.
Schwartz, everything's coming down on these two, and Sandoval and Schwartz.
Their world is rocked right now.
It is.
It needs to continue to be rocked.
It will be.
I pray. That's the way that they can keep this show going, mm-hmm. is if everyone commits to just rocking their world.
It will.
These women are finally empowered to some extent. I mean, I'm sad that Katie had to fuck another loser to get back at Schwartz. It's, but like,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta, it's a step in some sort of direction.
And this is the only language men speak. It's like, that was the best way to prove something to a man. They have like such reptilian brain about this stuff that you have to like,
I'm a fan of I've engaged in revenge fuck.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
It feels good until it feels kind of bad, and then you're like, ugh. But whatever. Yeah. I mean, it sends a good message.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. I'll literally fuck your friend. It's sometimes the only card you have left to play.
I know. This is how like straight men.
But I think next she should fuck like his idol. She should fuck the owner of Schwartz and Sandy's.
Mm. She should fuck Sandoval.
She should fuck
Schwartz's dad.
I know.
And his brothers.
She should fuck Lisa.
That's
the true.
His ultimate mummy figure is Lisa. And if that will happen, it will shatter him.
Lisa and Katie should take up like a Scandoval level affair under Ken's nose. And then once, if Ken
passes
away,
Katie should fuck Schwartz's mom.
Yeah, she should. And send him a video of the two of them making out.
And then become his stepmom. Can you imagine?
That is what she should do.
Mm-hmm. She goes, he comes home from school one day with his little backpack on, and he goes, and she goes, hey there, Schwartzy. Guess
hey.
I'm sending you to boarding school in Switzerland.
What is that? He's like, I'm 40. She's like, go. Wait, I'm obsessed with that. She should fly his mom out secretly. She should start writing her like love letters.
Flew her out.
She should start sending her like roses. His mom's like, someone's wooing me. I have a secret admirer. Like, I don't know who it is, but he seems really amazing and like a strong man. And Schwartz is like, I guess that's like cool. And then Katie kind of catfishes and like doesn't necessarily reveal her gender, but like is very like masculine in her approach to wooing Schwartz's mom. And then offers her a chance to come out. I live in LA, Hollywood, you could say. And I just want to get to know you a little better. They talk on the phone. So like Katie will call her every night, but with her masculine voice, and then woos her, flies her out to LA, blindfold, come in the room, rose petals everywhere, a million candles.
It's her.
And it's Katie.
Former daughter-in-law.
And it's her former daughter-in-law in a vest.
And she
she goes, can't stop thinking about you, I gotta be honest. You're the most beautiful woman I ever laid eyes on. You're gorgeous. Be mine.
And then she's like, all right, I will. And then that is the ultimate, because Schwartz, we know it all goes back to mummy issues. That's the ultimate revenge.
He needs this.
Yeah.
This would be actually like,
this would activate him.
So good for him and cathartic for Katie to fuck his mom.
And I think he really, he would just want Katie, all he wanted was Katie to be his mom. And now she will not only get her sweet revenge, but she'll also be giving him what he needs to blossom as a man, which is by actually becoming his mom.
This is genius.
Stepmom.
I hope she does it.
Me too. Should we do a cult shout out?
Yeah. Certainly. Makeup Fresh. Denise Jeanette Bruce. Rachel in Dublin. Emily Vaughn. Gina Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson. Rachel Knight.
Mate.
Aubrey Carver. Brittany Ryan
Weiss.
Danielle McMillan.
Bridget Wasowski.
Lady Swampwitch.
Gives no fucks.
Jessica Hernandez. Lazara. Mazel Tov. Mary.
Me.
Mike Earhart.
Me.
Sharon Baum.
Realtor.
Timothy Shield.
Cheat.
Summer Moon. Me. Honey Davies. Me. Rogue Stanley. Me. Matthew Thomas. Owsley Robinson. Mariah K.
Kathy West.
Rochelle Martino.
Gino.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Orlando. Patron of the Farts.
Nick Sedaris.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
RJ
and Jeffrey Pratima. We love all our dolls out there, our cult
members.
We love you guys. Fucking love you.
You're fucking gorgeous. The most beautiful women that we've ever seen.
Most beautiful women and gays and days we've
love
ever seen.
Fly you
we
out.
Love you all.
Just worship you.
See you later.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.